Okay, I want to show some things I've been working on with GPT-5, just because why the fuck not? It's pretty cool. So, a couple of things. Well, I think I need to enter my virtual environment. So, okay, the first thing is kind of a toy, and it's half done, but it's a synthesizer. So when I do, you will get a tone. Now, I can pan it.
55% L.
It'll read.
100% L.
It's using the sappy voice. I can pan it the other way.
96% R. 100% R.
I can pitch it with the arrow key. So I'm panned with left and right. I can pitch up and down. I'll leave it there because people will start to get pissy. I can turn it down.
Volume minus 22.50 dB.
That reads.
Pitch 965.70 Hz.
I can do that. So, that's up, down, left, right, V, and shift V for volume. And I have waveforms.
Waveform square. Waveform triangle. Waveform saw. Waveform triangle.
And you'll notice.
Waveform.
The transition between them. I also have filters.
L.
They're not very good, but they exist.
Filter low.
And I have cutoff and resonance. Which you can't really fine tune it. So,
cut off 970 hertz.
What I'm gonna do
MIDI.
Is I'm gonna hit M for MIDI mode.
Complete control A 61 MIDI.
I'm gonna
MIDI
select
set
the device.
Control A 61 MIDI.
Now I can go in here. Once I'm in MIDI, if I go over to the controller, which I have to physically get up and do, you will be able to hear the playability of it. So, I can't play keyboard for shit, but it exists. Now, you can configure it. You can put an envelope on it with Control A.
Attack from is. 450 from is.
Again, I need to add the ability to fine-tune this a little bit.
680 from is. 90 from is. 114 is. 130 from is. Decay 512 is. 5555666667.
And to be able to, like, page up and page down for larger increments.
Sustain 80%. 64%.
That's fine.
Release 120 ms.
Because you can't. You also can't hold, and you should be able to hold in here.
1 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700, 700
cancel it. Now if I go back over and play, you'll notice that we kind of made something a little bit more paddish. Yes, it responds to the pitch wheel. It also currently responds to the sustain pedal. I don't have anything wired up yet for the modulation wheel. I may have that do cutoff. But I want you to be able to use your own shit, and I want you to be able to MIDI learn on it too. Well, you hear that we have a filter, but it's doing its own thing. Well, we can adjust this.
Attack 130 from release 880 ms.
Oh,
canceled.
Wrong one. I'm going to do Control F. F is to cycle the filters.
Filter band. Filter high.
So we've got low, band pass, high.
Filter off.
High pass off.
Filter low.
Leave it on low. If I do Control F instead.
Attack 10 ms.
We have a filter envelope.
Decay 200. Sustains. Release 120. Now. 110 ms. One, amount 1200 hertz.
We can.
1, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 3, 2, 1, 1, 5, 0 hertz.
We can take it off.
Filter envelope set.
Now, in theory, we should have no filter envelope. So, if we're going for a pad, what we could do is we could run it to the negative.
Amount 0 hertz. Release 120 ms. Amount 0 hertz. Minus 900 hertz.
Okay.
Minus 1000 hertz. Attack 10 ms. 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 80, 90, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, Sustain 70%. 52%. Release 120 ms. 1 1 1 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 3 3 3 3 3 3 4 4 4 4 4 4 4 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 5 6 6 6 6 6 7 7 7 7 7 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 hertz. Cutoff 1970 hertz. Cutoff 2620 hertz.
And see what that does. I can come over here and change the filter type.
Filter band.
Change it to high pass.
Filter high.
That's about all it does.
Filter off.
I did make it so that when the filter's off, it will not process the envelope. Or the filter envelope. See, you hit M and it goes back to the toy mode.
Waveform soft. Waveform triangle. Waveform square. Waveform sign. Waveform triangle. Waveform square.
You can pan it around as it's going up and down.
Pitch 13.9 for hertz.
How low will it go? And
pitch 4.48 hertz.
Will it actually stop? Or will it crash?
Pitch 0.85 hertz.
Because again, I did not code this.
Pitch 0.26
this
hertz.
This is beyond my level of understanding.
Pitch 0.07 hertz.
Do you know what the fuck a polyblep oscillator is? A polyblep waveform? I fucking don't. But that's what this is, because without it, God, did it alias really, 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 really badly. This has also been optimized to use Wasapi on Windows. Yes, I can hold down all these keys and they all work at the same time. I'm going to hit escape to jump out of it. Yes, it's been optimized for Wasapi on Windows so that you have the ability to, have as low latency as you can. It's using shared mode. And it's not bad. It's really not bad. It's using a block size of 64. You can lower that in the file. So if I go down to I have two things here. I have Melitoy and Sample Gen. Now this was the first one. This is just an HTML file. You open it in your browser. I'm gonna put it at max. Now, I have the ability to put seconds in here. I can also do this. One whole note. So I'm actually going to do one whole note, dotted, and then I'm going to type something into the seed box. You don't have to, by the way, it comes pre-generated. You can have it downloaded as, you can pack, it'll pack it up for you and download each as a zip. Oh, it didn't generate. Okay, this one might not generate until you. Monkey Paul 4148. Do I have to manually press? Okay, yeah. The other one works differently, and I thought this one might be bugged. So I can play it. Yeah, they'll be a little loud. I can play. I can pause. So, I want to show you this slider. If you go all the way to the left, it's optimizing for tone, and you're going to get almost no noise. So we'll generate more. That's loud. I should have had it optimized for like minus 12 dB. Target 12 dB. But if I go the other way, it's all noise. Well, there's gonna be a happy medium, right? And if you let NVDA speak, it will actually announce when you go into the... Now we're in the balanced region. Now we're in the tonal leaning region. So let's just go, like, high end of balanced. Try that. Let's try a different seed. Let's try a quarter note. Triplet. Okay, we can generate. Now let's regenerate. You can use page up and page down here. So that's that. And the next one I have is I can literally just use it on my desktop because it's an Electron app. It's called Melitoy. So the deal here is it's making sequences, and it's using FM. It's picking like between the four basic waveforms as your carrier, and then it's modulating with sine. At least I think it should always be modulating with sine. Now, this again, I'm going to change it. Number of bars in 4/4 time. We'll do 2 bars. Now this, what you get here is you get sequences with not much overlap. So it'll play a note, that note will die before the next note. You get into spicy, it's the same way, but the FM gets a little more aggressive. You go into chaotic and you get a lot more overlap between the notes, and the it will distort because the oscillators will kind of end up modulating each other, I feel like. And then fast is like none of the other shit, so it's just like standard, but it's always gonna prefer 30-second notes in your chosen tempo. So I'm gonna do 10-foot-dog-basketball. And I'm gonna press enter. And it didn't say nothing, but it does work. And this one will tell you a little bit about the each one. Now, since this one's generating events, if you pause it in the middle, you'll hear it ring out the rest of the sequence. Now, I can export these individually. Or I can export them to a zip. Now, the idea is that you're supposed to kind of chop these up and like, use them in your stuff. So I'm gonna go up to, I'm gonna leave everything the same, but I'm gonna put it on spicy, and I'm gonna hit enter. Now we do have this issue where, and I've tried to fix this, and it's not, you know, working, but it will kind of cut at a, it's putting too many events in, and it's not letting the events die out in at the end of a bar like it should. But given that you're supposed to cut these up and use them in your own stuff, I don't think it's as big a deal. Now, I'm going to do... I'm going to jump to fast. Because when I do chaotic, I'm going to switch the bars to, like, one bar. Because it's just going to be annoying to listen to. Like that was. That wasn't supposed to happen, I feel like. Let me see if I can generate. What happens if I do like 100512? Let me see how this goes. So I think we need to clamp. I think the next thing to do for this would be like to clamp the fucking low and high notes, because I don't want it to go that low or that high. And I'm less. I don't care as much about the high notes as I do about the low notes, because it just gets muddy and stupid. And I need to have FM be way less of a thing in fast mode. Let's switch it to chaotic. Just keep the same seed. And I should have put it to one bar, but I didn't. Let's do. So I might have to limit the max index for the FM. Because it's really not doing well. Anyway, That's Melitoy. So what you've seen thus far is the little synth I've been working on, the sample that creates one kind of glitchy sample, and then Melitoy. Yeah, these are just kind of the things that I've been messing with since I've, you know, ChatGPT 5's come out.